We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Sandra Yancey. The quest to find a solution to a common problem standing in the way of business success is how Sandra's entrepreneurial path took root to grow. Networking for business was her nemesis. In 2000, from a room above the garage of her Dallas, Texas suburban home, with limited entrepreneurial experience, Sandra bootstrapped her way to create one of the largest and most decorated business networking organizations in North America, eWomen Network. Today, her company is a multi-million dollar enterprise with over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. One of the key ingredients to eWomen Network's 18 continuous years of success is its culture and face-to-face engagement. The company produces over 1,500 women's business events each year and the largest multi-day international women's business conference of its kind in North America annually. eWomen Network is guided by 9 core values, the first of which is giving first, sharing always, and empowering our community to thrive in an environment of encouragement, kindness, and empathy. Sandra is an award-winning entrepreneur and is recognized by the International Alliance for Women as one of the world's 100 top difference makers, and by CNN as an American hero. The eWomen Network Foundation has to date awarded cash grants to 115 nonprofit organizations and scholarships to 167 emerging female leaders of tomorrow. Sandra has been selected by the Emmy Award-winning TV show The Doctors to help transform the mind, body, and spirit of its viewers. She is featured in Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul and is a number one best-selling author of 5 books, including Relationship Networking, The Art of Turning Contacts into Connections and Succeeding in Spite of Everything, which rose to number one in 10 categories at Amazon. She is also featured in and producer of the Glow Project movie, called one of the most inspiring movies ever created for women by the Orlando Film Festival. Sandra holds a Master's of Science degree in Organizational Development from the American University, Washington, D.C., and a 2-year postgraduate certificate in organization and systems design from the prestigious Gestalt Institute. Sandra is married to her life and business partner, Kim, and together they are the proud parents of a daughter and son. Please welcome Sandra Yancey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. It's so great to be with you today.
I am very excited for this conversation, especially, yes. I mean, what you've done is just amazing and empowering to so many women. Absolutely. So I know we've got quite the extensive and impressive bio, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself? And really, how did you get the idea for eWomen Network?
Well, the very short version is that I'm a small town girl, originally a Midwestern girl. Moved to Dallas about 22 years ago, didn't know a soul here, had a really great, thriving solopreneur consulting practice. My clients were AT&T, Levi Strauss, Coca-Cola, John Deere, the list goes on. But when I moved to Dallas, I was like, oh my gosh, I can, you know, have all of my clients here and be home at night with my little children. Because in Dallas, we had, you know, Texas Instruments and Frito-Lay and JCPenney and all these major corporations. The problem is they didn't know me. And so I started networking. I found networking really hard to break in here. And so I thought, let me channel into women's networking groups. At the time, I thought they were incredibly social. And I was looking for the women that were like me. If I'm going to be away from my family, away from my kids, away from my home, I want to really make my time worth it, make as much money as I possibly can. And I just couldn't find that here. And so I started it.
Well, that's, I mean, why not, right? If it's not there, there's obviously a need.
And like you said, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Well, this actually, that's a good transition to this next question. Yeah. Was there a moment that you ever felt you wanted to give up?
Which moment you want to talk about? I mean, you know. And there are days it still happens, to be totally honest with you. I mean, you know, listen, being successful is really hard work. You know, I mean, it's one thing to get to $1 million, and then it's another thing to scale it and continue to scale it as markets change, as the, you know, economics of the country, of the world shift and change, as technology changes. I mean, you have to constantly be innovating. If not, you, even if you're on the right track, right, you'll get run over if you just sit there, like the recent demise of Toys R Us, and the list goes on, Kodak and you know, Motorola and Blockbuster. It, you know, it happens to small businesses every day. We just don't make the headlines like some of the bigger businesses, you know. And so, you know, it's really hard to be successful. But, you know, what I can tell you that I also know is, you know, what's harder is being broke. And so I just kind of look at it like all business, you know, all of life has its challenges and its obstacles and its barriers, and it's tough. It's hard. And we just have to decide, so which bucket do you want to live in? Do you want to be in the successful bucket or the broke bucket? Because they're both hard. And so I've just really created a mindset around, you know, I'm going to be constantly faced with challenging opportunities, conflicting priorities, you know, stressful decisions, risks, all of those things. And they can be truly scary. And I know that in the very beginning, you know, I was shocked at how hard it was to get the business going. I really thought it was going to be a quite easy sell. And it wasn't. And I was, you know, on the brink of bankruptcy, broke and broken. I mean, my whole confidence had gotten shattered. And I was talking to my mom about it and thinking, you know, I'll just do eWomen Network on the side and I'll go get a job, you know. And she was the one who basically said, you know, it's hard to steal second base, keep your foot on first. And I said, what do I do? And she told me, I don't know. All I know is, are you sure you're not quitting 5 minutes before the miracle begins? And it was a very powerful question for me. And I thought, what if I am, you know? And she said, well, you know, you want to make real sure. I mean, if you quit, I'm not saying don't quit, but you want to make really sure that if you quit, it is really what you want, because if not, you'll spend the rest of your life wondering. And so I went and got a coach. My mom didn't have the business experience, the business acumen to really help me, but I went and got help. And I had to hawk my kids' clothes to consignment shops and, you know, cut off my cable and, you know, do all kinds of things to pay for it. But once I got a coach, I knew I was going to make that time worth it. And she helped me focus on making the cash register ring. And I've never looked back.
Oh, wow. I'm just in shock and all, and I've got tingles all over because I know this conversation is going to be so amazing.
Sound familiar?
Yes, everything you're saying is resonating with me.
It's such a familiar story. I mean, I think that's the irony for me is, you know, how many of my stories, everybody has their version, mm-hmm. you know, but they're all very closely related. And it's part of the journey. And I think that that's how, at some level, I think that's the universe's way of testing how bad you want it, because it's really easy to quit. You know,
yep.
It also, I think, really tells you if you're doing the right thing, because, you know, I was recently on the doctors and mm-hmm. as their life and business transformation experts, an Emmy winning syndicated television show. And when I was first interviewing with Paramount for the opportunity, you know, one of the executive producers said, Sandra, you know, why do you want to do this? I mean, why in this season of your life? I mean, you're running a multi-million dollar business, 6 countries, 500,000 people connected, you know, to your website and all that. And I said, you know, Joe, I said, I need to tell you something. And I think you'll be able to relate to this, Lori, as well your listeners. And that is, I said to him, you know, Joe, with all due respect, you got a job, and people quit their jobs every day and quite easily. I mean, people will quit their jobs for a 2% increase in salary. They'll quit their jobs for an extra week of vacation. I mean, I have a girlfriend that, you know, has been working for a company over 20 years. She hates her job, but she's got 4 weeks vacation, you know, and she won't quit because no place else where she's interviewed will give her 4 weeks vacation. And I've said to her, but here's the thing, you're 48 weeks, you're miserable. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's, you know, talk about. And so anyway, I said to him, people quit jobs all the time for what I think are really insignificant reasons in the grand scheme of life. And I said, and I know people that quit dreams. I mean, I would suggest that probably the wealthiest land on the planet's the cemeteries, you know, with people that are buried with these amazing dreams that for whatever reason they never really pursued, or they gave up 5 minutes before the miracle begins. I said, but I've learned that there's another level. There's a whole nother category, and that's people that are really connected to and in touch with their calling. And you can't quit a calling, because a calling won't quit you. I mean, it just will not leave you alone. In many ways, the most loyal thing you could ever have in your life is to get in touch with your calling, because when you're mad as heck and you've been totally screwed over by somebody who said they were going to do something that you prepaid and then they didn't do it, or it didn't turn out as you expected, and you're just so mad and you're so furious, and you know, people that have dreams and jobs go, maybe that's a sign that I'm not supposed to be doing it. You know, and people with callings are just, they just want to just, you know, scream for a minute, and then they just wake up the next morning and get back at it. I mean, without even questioning that the day before they were on the edge, you know. People yeah. with callings, when they land that ideal client, there's just this euphoria, this amazing high, you know, that just is so reaffirming that you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And I said, you know, me, you know, it's really popular right now, Lori, you know, this with the Me Too and Time's Up and all of these great movements that are wonderful. But, you know, I mean, I've been women supporting women way before women supporting women was cool. I mean, I've been doing this 18 years. I mean, there's no side gig. I get up every day thinking about how do I get women entrepreneurs, you know, to the $1 million mark, since only 2% of us ever make it. How do we break that pattern? And I live and breathe with it. And I have 3/4 of a floor in an office tower and, you know, 70 people on the payroll. And, you know, that's all I have done for 18 years. I'm passionate about entrepreneurs because we're the backbone of this nation. And we are, you know, we are the bread and butter of this country. And women deserve to be making more for as hard as they're working.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on all that. Wow. A little question related to networking and habits and in attitude. What networking attitude or habits helped make you successful starting Women Network?
Well, it's really a powerful question that you mentioned. And the key word, I think, for you that you mentioned here in your question is really habit. I mean, I think it was Vince Lombardi that long said, you know, success is nothing but a series of habits. And unfortunately, so is failure. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think he's right, actually. I do think he's right. There are some fundamental habits in networking, and networking as a subset of, you know, business in general. First of all, I think the most important thing to understand about business is that we're all in the same line of business. Every single one of us, you, me, and everybody that's listening to this wonderful podcast, we're all in the same line of business. And that's the relationship business. All business is about relationship. And the degree to which you don't understand or potentially refuse to understand I think will have a great impact on your success. I mean, even if you're a solopreneur and you're working out of your home and you have no desire whatsoever to grow a business like me, to have employees, all of that kind of thing. And believe me, some days I don't blame you. What I can tell you is that it doesn't matter. In the end, it's all about relationships. And so there are three levels in a business. You know these, Lori. There's the launch level. It's not direct. It's not determined or directed by time. It's not like when you're 1 to 3 years in business. I know people that are at launch mode and they've been there 7, 8, 9, 10 years, mm-hmm. right? Where they're just constantly busy trying to figure it out. You know, some people, it's a year, 18 months, and then they're moving into growth mode, which is when you get a bevy of clients, so much so that you no longer realize you can do it all yourself. You can't work in the business, on the business, get the social media done, manage the financial, you know, aspects of it, plan for, you know, the capital investments of the next piece of equipment, software, whatever that you need to grow, whatever it is, you now need a team of people, whether you hire them as independent contractors or as employees, right? You need to get things systematized and orderly and standard operating procedures so that you can duplicate and repeat, right, over and over and over again. That's how you really scale and grow any business. And then there's the launch mode, the leverage mode. And that is, you know, once you drill deep, the riches are in the niches. So once you, drill deep and get a cash cow going, now you're in a situation where you can start to leverage, you know, that audience and that revenue to spin off other things. Like now I have my own podcast network. Now I have, you know, my own speakers network, right? Now I have my own Star Power Studios. I have my own two camera, two, you know, teleprompter, you know, changing set studio here. Now I, you know, all my coaching programs, all the things. But let me just tell you, I mean, the business is, you know, 18 years old, and I did purely one thing for a solid decade, mastering it, getting it right. It's still the lifeblood and the heartbeat of the organization, right? So to do all of those things, you've got to do it through and with people, you know, and so networking is fundamental. Networking isn't just about meeting people who can buy your products and services. I think that's the small way of looking at networking. You know, the strategic way, the big way of looking at networking is we all have problems, every single one of us. We all have dreams and wishes that we haven't tapped into. And sometimes we're so close to it, we can't see it. The answers are in our blind spot. Just like if you have a piece of, you know, parsley stuck between your teeth, right? You can't see it, but other people can. Mm-hmm. The power of relationships and networking is how do you insert yourself into a community where you feel safe enough to say things aren't perfect. I have an idea or I'm going through a struggle and I don't know what the answer is. And allow people to say, have you considered this? Have you tried that? Have you, you know, explored this? Have you read that? Do you know her? Do you know whatever it is that other people can bring to surface for you and put in plain view what you can't see on your own? And now it's not about just getting one customer at a time, which I think is a slow way of growing a business. It's overcoming an obstacle, challenge, or opportunity that opens up the opportunity to get tens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of customers. That's the big shift.
Oh my goodness. There's so many good things here.
That's why networking is so important. Networking is so important. This is what I do. I mean, I literally ask myself, who came into my life in the month of March, right? That wasn't in my life in February. I mean, who is new? That's a measure for me. I'm measuring who is new. Who did I meet new in the month of March that I didn't know in February? Well, and now that it's the beginning of April, you know, who am I going to be thinking about the types of person I need to meet in the month of April? I mean, every single month, your expansion of your network and your relationship should be growing. And, you know, people say, well, you know, I don't need really a network right now. Well, that's just the point. You know, you don't go after a network when you need it. That's not networking. That's net begging. And it's really unattractive and people can really sense it. The best time to get a network is when you don't need it, when you can just show up and be optimistic and positive and supportive and helpful to others, because someday you're going to need to make a withdrawal and people need to know and trust you.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like, you know, my big lesson in getting money, you know, you don't go to a bank when you need money. You go to a bank to get money when you don't need it, because when you need it, they don't want to give it to you.
Yes, is that the truth?
You know, and the same is true. It's counterintuitive, right? You think, let me just use my own money right now, and then when I need it, I'll go to the bank. That's not when they want to loan it to you. Well, the same concept is true in networking. You don't want to show up and network. I mean, all of us probably know somebody that only calls us when we need something, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And what do? We let it go to voicemail. We roll our eyes. What now? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. And that's not the energy by which you want people to receive you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like you said, it comes down to trust. You need to surround yourself with those that trust you and that you can trust, because it is a reciprocal relationship.
But nobody really talks about how do you develop trust. Well, part of it is you just start showing up. People get to see you, know you, become familiar. Now you interact with them. The best way to interact with them is say, what is your biggest business challenge? Who's your ideal customer? Oh, have you considered this? Have you thought of that? Do you know that person? Have you read that last article? Oh, I'll send you that link. I just read something on that, right? Where all you're doing is just, I can serve and help. I mean, networking at its best is about giving. It's not about receiving. But it's every time you give, it's like making a deposit into that relationship. Now you're building up a balance. You need something, and we all will be there. Then people feel like you can withdraw from them because you have filled them up.
Wow. Yes. So there's a number of networking organizations everywhere. And with the internet, it's really easy to just, anyone can make a new one. You see, you have Meetup and LinkedIn groups and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What is it that makes eWomen Network unique from all these other organizations?
Well, I think there's a combination of things. Number one is we're driven by a core set of values. So we have a very distinct culture, you know, of, you know, lift as you climb. You know, you have to lift others up as you climb. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. No one makes it alone. It really is about, you know, give first and share always. Networking is about giving. What we have, I think, is a very robust community that's both online and offline. I mean, I can tell you even from, and I've made millions and millions and millions of dollars in corporate sponsorships. I mean, you know, it's not about slapping your logo, you know, on a website anymore. I mean, I think people will find they'll get their feelings hurt when they realize how little people are spending on your website. It's really about, are you building community and are you building relationships? And what I can tell you about women in particular, the research shows that while we're really great at making initial connections online, we often require that eye-to-eye, face-to-face, heart-to-heart, knee-to-knee connection to really validate that we trust someone. So having that combination of online and offline offerings in a community surrounded by, you know, a set of values drives a distinct culture, which then drives a distinct set of behaviors. You know, we are different in that we aren't just networking. Networking is the root and the cause of everything that can happen. It's the seed, if you will, right? But to grow and to pollinate, you know, we help people, whether they're in launch phase, growth phase, or leverage phase. And we are a complete success system. So in addition to doing all of our local events and the largest international business women's conference in North America, we also have coaching programs that people can step into. We have, if you want to have a podcast show and you want to be marketed to our community, if you're a core audience or women business owners, we have a podcast network. If you want to be a speaker and your perfect audience are women entrepreneurs, we've got stages, right? And we train you. You know, we've got all kinds of other things that you can tap into and grow as your business allows. So it is a one-stop shopping for everything you need to make millions of dollars.
And this is why I'm a part of this group.
Right?
I've had great experiences. And, you know, I've only been part of it for about, 5-6 months is when the Milwaukee chapter started.
With Jamie Shibley, correct?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's a rock star. She is right in Milwaukee. Right. She's the managing director, mm-hmm. and she's basically dedicated a huge chunk of her life to get women over the $1 million mark. We have a very clear one sentence mission, 1 million women making $1 million in annual revenue, period. And everything we do is with that in mind. And therefore, everything we don't do is very clear that we're not doing it because it's not on task with our mission. The bigger you have to know what you stand for, because if you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. Mm-hmm. And as you grow and you get more successful, all kinds of opportunities are going to come your way, and they can be very seductive and very lucrative. But if you get off center of your purpose, right, your customers start to get confused, and a confused customer starts to take a step back. And so for me, you know, I feel like my core responsibility is to align with amazing women like Jamie Shibley, who is, you know, I see her as like on my VIP team, and we collaborate for the purposes of the women business owners in Milwaukee. And her complete, you know, passion for that chapter is, who do you not know that you need to know? And mm-hmm. who doesn't know you and they need to know you? And how can I, Jamie Shibley, connect the two of you so that we can move, you know, not just forward, but up? You know, women use that language, one step in front of the other. That could be a flat line in business. It's about rising up, you know, to that next level. And those are some very different behaviors than just taking a step forward. Jamie knows that. She's in our system. We train her. I coach her. She's coachable. She is like, right? And she is really moving the whole Milwaukee environment, you know, women entrepreneurial environment, to another level. And that just says Milwaukee's going to get its fair share entrepreneurs making $1 million a year. How cool is that?
Very cool. Very awesome. I love it.
She's a rock star.
She sure is. All right. So, Sandra, my goal with this podcast is to remove the fear associated with the word networking. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
Okay. So here's the thing. First of all, we've got to remove fear from our vocabulary. I mean, honestly, when you start to feel that like clutch, you know, in your system, it's not fear. It's actually, I mean, we're interpreting, our bodies are programmed, Lori. We are, from an anatomy perspective, programmed to take any situation which feels a little bit uncomfortable and attach a fear message to it. And so it's important for us to understand that that's how we're built. But we have the ability to override that, just like autocorrect, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can start typing a word and it will automatically assume what it is that you want to type. Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
But it's the wrong word, right?
Yep.
We got to catch it. We got to catch it, backspace, and override it. And that's exactly the same kind of thing that we need to do with the things that pop up in our mind. So instead of fear being forget everything and run, it's feel everything and rise, right? Rise. When you feel that clutch, trust that instead of it being something you should be afraid of, that clutch, that is your calling actually speaking to you. It's grabbing you and saying, move forward. You say you want this dream. Behave as such. If you're not happy with where you are right now, even with all of your success, you have dreams for something bigger. Step into that, move forward, feel that clutch, and reframe that fear to a little anxiousness. Anxiousness is just an overwhelming excitability. How excited are you? You know, and then you meet people and make it about them. You'll make more contacts, more friends, more money, caring more about other people than you will ever do trying to get them to care about you. So if you start with this give first, share always perspective and mentality, then what will happen is you make it about them. And how easy is that? Lori, interesting. Tell me a little bit about you. And I want to learn more about your company. And why did you start it? And very interesting. So who's your ideal customer? If I were to meet somebody that would be a perfect fit for you, What would that avatar, what would the description of that person be? And, And so what's your capacity to take on more business? Can you take on more business? Great. So, you know, what would be, I would think of, you know, you would get a lot of business with what you're doing. So what's your biggest obstacle? What's getting in your way? Oh, and all while I'm asking these questions, I'm just storing information and thinking about a piece of advice, a connection, an idea, a book, something that I can then follow up with. You can't expect to take an interaction and turn it into a transaction, you know, immediately. It sometimes takes a little bit of courting, a little bit of nurturing. What better way to respond appropriately? What most people do is say, hey, it was great to meet you at the chamber event. If you remember, this is what I do. This is more about me. Here's how you can work with me. If you know anybody, would you refer me? As opposed to, oh my gosh, Lloyd, it was so great learning about your business. I was fascinated to find out why you started your business and who your perfect customer is. And when we were talking about some of your challenges, you know, I came back and I was doing a search on the internet. I found this article and here's a link. And I, you know, I was just thinking maybe this could be, you know, pop an idea for, you know, how you might be able to break through that thing that you're working on right now. And, you know, I would love to even learn more. So if you're open, you know, why don't we, you know, I'm inviting you to have a cup of Joe. What are you doing on Thursday? You know, let's connect and let's, I want to learn even more. How would that feel getting that? Just
way more inviting.
I mean, people ask me all the time, how did you get 500,000 emails? Lori, I swear to you, on my children's life, I have never, ever bought an email list. Never, never. I've done it slower but faster. By slowing down, I've moved so much faster by just spending time really learning about people. You'd be amazed how that travels, you know?
I like that. Slowing down to move faster. I think that's a powerful statement right there, for sure. I love that. This is really good input and advice you're offering our listeners here. So you spoke to the 500,000 women that are part of your network. What do you do to stay in front of or best nurture this network community that you've built?
Well, first thing that I do is I schedule, it is blocked on my calendar, Leanne blocks a minimum of 15 hours a week, and all I do is write free content, just free content. Yesterday, on the third Monday of every single month, I do a, and yesterday's got rearranged because I was out of town, but on the third Monday of every month, I do a call called Sip, Tip, and Talk. Yep. It's a free call. People can register, come in, and I do laser coaching. You can submit questions, right? And it's live, and I take questions live off of the chat. You know, on April the 18th, I'm doing a free call on podcasting. What really is podcasting? Why do you want to do it? How is it different from every other social media channel out there? How do you leverage it to create an entire integrated marketing and branding strategy? How do you get guests? How do you create a format? How do you, it comes with a free 14-page workbook, you know? And then, you know, in January, I did a call on the 7 ways video, boost your bottom line. What is video? How is it penetrating? Why is it different from everything else? How does it elevate your SEO? And what are the three, if you haven't done videos, what are the three most important videos you need to have, you know, on your website? I mean, I just constantly keep putting free information out there. You know, it's just, if you want people to get to know you, you can't keep everything so close to the vest. Yep. You know, give information away. People will go, not only know you, but then they'll say, I kind of like her approach. I like her rationale. I like why she does. I see her results. Then they'll feel like they can trust you. And for the ones that don't get all worried about it. There's 7 billion people on the planet. Yep. Right?
There's a lot of fish in the sea, right?
Yeah, totally.
So you spoke to this a little bit. What advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
I think if you're going to grow your network, you need to establish a network. Now, this is going to be a little provocative. Lori, I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but let me just say, you know, if you're spending time, this is my experience. Only you can tell me and your listeners can, assess whether this has been their experience. Maybe so, maybe not. But my experience is, you know, when you go to a lot of free events, my experience is that they're broke people. You know, are you putting yourself in front? It's not just about, am I networking, but am I getting in front of the right people? Am I getting in front of people who can afford my products and services? And when people say something like, you know, I don't know, $35 is a lot for lunch, that should be a red flag. Yeah. I mean, to me, you know, Jamie provides lunch. Lunch is free. What you're paying for at eWomen Network is a room full of quality connections. Right? Yep. We throw in lunch. Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's really about, you know, are you discerning and are you showing up regularly or are you like, you know, Grouponing it where you'll go over here for this one and go over here for that one, but not creating loyalty? Because at the root of a great network is a sense of loyalty. So I believe if it's not eWomen Network, you do have to find your tribe. You do have to join and put a stake in the ground. And then, you know, you can't treat it like your gym membership. I mean, you can't like join and then sit back and fold your hands and expect for the machines to work for you. You got to do a little lifting. You got to make an investment into showing up, being engaging, being prepared, know what it is that you're looking for or what it is that you need so that when someone, particularly in our event, says, how can I help you? Those are our five favorite words. How can I help you? You're prepared to say, well, this is what I'm really struggling with or this is what I really need. There's no business on the planet that doesn't have struggles. No one ever has all the answers all the time because about the time you have all the answers, you need to be re-innovating. Right? The name of the game is to constantly be shifting as the customer base changes, mm-hmm. as the customer preferences change, as technology changes, as the economics of the country change, et cetera, et cetera. So you've always got to be on your toes. That's why, you know, when Steve Jobs, he didn't stop at just the computer, you know, he ended up adding the iPod, right? Mm-hmm. For music, which, you know, was a replacement and an upgrade from the Walkman to the iPhone. He didn't invent the iPhones. He just took other phones and made them smart, you know, and then he went to the iPad. Then there's the iWatch. I mean, if you look at all the great companies, whether they provide products or services, it's the evolution of never stopping. That is our job.
Yep.
You know, so you can never stop learning. I think it's important to learn how to be on one hand, you know, put both hands out front. On one hand, you're an expert, a master of your craft, right? And deserving to make great amount of money for the services or products you provide. And on the other hand, you've got to always remain a student and be learning. And it's when you, you know, when you lock those fingers together, your left and right hand fingers together, now there's, you've got strength. That's when somebody can say, hey, can you lift me? And they can put their foot inside the basically the basket of your hand, you've got that strength and you can lift up. I mean, that's what we've got to constantly be doing in business today. Whatever got you to where you are today may not be the things that are going to get you where you need to go.
All right. You opened your response with wondering if I would agree or disagree. Your answer, and I agree with you 100% with regards to attending events. You know, people that are willing to spend the money for a quality event are probably going to have, that's more the place you want to be, right? And not quite the people that are going to free events because then they're expecting free services. That's at least
exactly
what I've
found. Notice the conversation. Do you have any specials going on? Do you have a discount? Mm-hmm. Do you have a, right? I mean, where are you putting yourself?
Yeah.
That's the big question.
Totally agree.
And I think that's also a big opportunity.
Truth. A lot of truth to that. So, digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find value in?
Well, I think that digital networking is a great way to initially connect with people. It's a lot of people find me online, you know, on my, I don't know, 135,000 Facebook people, you know, Sandra Yancey, EWN, on Instagram. I think people find me there. They watch my tweets. What am I tweeting out to see? I'll then do an invitation to one of my free events. In May, I'll do a $1 million, what I call my $1 million series, where it's free and it's all week, just a half an hour in the morning, me and a multi-million to $1 billion business owner for 5 days for 30 minutes. I call Wake Up to Your Success.
Cool.
Right. And so people kind of check us out there. That's how they find. But then they say, ooh, I want to know more. And then we drive them to a live event. come and see us live. Make sure this really resonates with your heart. This really feels like a good home for you. Because we have a very female-friendly environment, but we're all about business. This is not a girlfriend network. I want to get you to $1 million. Mm-hmm. But when you start hanging out with other people that want the same thing, you become girlfriends. It's easy to have happen. But I never forget that my agenda is to move women forward. If they're going to be away from their kids, if they're going to be away from their families, I want them to be, you know, paid, you know, what it is that they're actually worth, not for a bigger house or a nicer car, but then we can write the checks to our injustices, the nonprofits, the things that we care about. And that kind of economic power will really impact the world.
Oh, totally. On so many different levels.
Mm.
Sandra, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
So I met my husband when I was a senior in high school and married him shortly thereafter. And he was a drummer on Capitol Records touring the world. And I made a lot of my young life all about my husband. And I'm still married to him today. We'll be together 40 years this year. Congrats. And now he works for me, ironically enough. The point of the matter is that, you know, while I don't live in regret, knowing what I now know, I would have told myself earlier that really you can coexist with your spouse, him having a phenomenal career, and you as well. I didn't have that as a role model. I was raised on welfare by a single mom for many years. My real father died when I was 5 years old on my birthday. My mother remarried a number of years later. But I didn't have that as a role model. So I grew up in a very traditional environment, Hispanic environment. My mother from Mexico, Lopez. And so I didn't grow up thinking that it was okay, but I felt the ping of how happy I was for my husband and his success. But I felt the ping of sadness that I didn't have something of my own. And I decided, you know, in my mid-20s, I was going to go back to school, get an education, all of those kinds of things. And I did that. I've since done the bachelor's, the master's, the two-year postgraduate. But I was a late bloomer in all of that. And I just didn't think I was deserving. And I would have told myself, so now I see my daughter who's 27 years old, right? And she's married to a great man, and she's had her own business now for, 5 years, and she's been 22, you know, and six-figure business. And I think to myself, okay, so the bottom line is, even though I have a little bit of regret for me on that, or that ping of I wish I would have known earlier, not regret as much as just the awareness of. The cool thing is that I shifted that next generation, right? That's the bottom line.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that story with us.
I'm coming to Milwaukee. Are you going to be there, Lori?
Absolutely. I'm very excited for that.
I feel like I just so want to meet you so badly. I can't wait for, you know, May 22nd.
Yes, I am very excited. And like I said earlier, right? I've got, you know, tingles through my body because everything you're saying is just so cool.
You're a great podcast host.
Thank you.
Really juicy questions.
Yeah.
And it's been great to be with you. I just want to make sure when I'm there, you know, I'm going to see you.
Oh, yeah.
At the Four Points, right? Aren't we going to the Four Points by Sheridan?
Yes. Yep. That's where we'll be. Yep.
South Howell or something, I think.
Yes. Yep. On Howell Avenue. Yeah, I believe so.
All day together, 11 to 3. Like, well, let's get there early and just make it a day of growing and, you know, rising. That's what I'm going to be talking about.
Yes.
This whole notion of four fundamental things you need to do to really rise, accelerate, right, the success.
Yes.
I mean, I think we make a lot of progress. I just think we go slower than we have to go.
But slowing down to move faster, right?
Yeah. Well, slowing down by doing the right things.
Correct.
Right?
I think yes.
It's really easy for us to get, you know, business has a lot of distractions. You know, a lot of the administrivia, you know, that really doesn't make the cash register ring and move our business forward. So the conversation is going to be around, you know, what's really important. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, because I'm here to tell you, can I just say this, Lori? you know, one of my big mantras is, for some reason, I think women got a message. I don't know who it is. I almost don't want to know that, you know, you can't have it all. Mm-hmm. And it's scary to me because imagine what that, the seed that that plants. And, you know, my belief is you can have it all. I mean, I'm married to, you know, the man I met when I was a senior in high school, almost 40 years. I mean, I was the behind the scenes person in the backstage while he was, you know, playing in sold out coliseums, right? And we've made it work. Major shift, but we've made it work. You know, my children, you know, I've got great kids. I started my business when they were little. My son was 4 years old and now he's 22, 6'2 and 22, you know. My daughter's married. She actually offices out of my office, building her own great business. Both of them are entrepreneurs. You know, my mother just passed away in September. I was able to take care of her for the last 5 years of her life. The last 3 weeks of her life, I virtually never left her side and was there for her, as I promised, holding her mm-hmm. when she passed.
Wow.
You know, and while my business was here running, making millions, right? And I say, and been able to have a very successful, you know, multi-million-dollar business during even the hardest of economic of times. So I'm not saying that to be, you know, loud and proud, more that I am to say, I just want women to know we can have it all. It takes hard work. But remember, we started the show by saying being broke is harder.
Yes.
You know, and the most important thing is not managing time anymore. It's about managing boundaries. Just get really clear on what are the boundaries that you have in your life. What aren't you going to do? Is your no is as important, if not more important, than your yes. And the minute you start saying no to the distractions, then you start focusing on the things that really matter. And that's when you start to see things really shift.
Yeah, I love that so much. It's something I'm personally working through right now because I am one of those, I tend to overcommit, want to help everyone type of people. So
yep.
I'm that's very excited. I'm very excited for May and all the powerful
I know, May 22nd, Tuesday at the Four Points by Sheraton. I want to see you. Let's hang out. I
mean, totally.
We're gonna have fun, real conversation, laser coaching. I'm taking real questions and I'm sharing a very important message to totally shift the rest of the year.
Very excited. Right? Absolutely. Well, Sandra, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yeah, I think, you know, my mother used to always say to me, you know, her favorite quote and the quote she ingrained in me as a young girl, and I find it to be, you know, almost my mantra in life. And that is that, you know, give without remembering and take without forgetting. You know, give to support because it's the right thing to do. You know, don't do it tit for tat, quid pro quo, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's not what it's about. I need to show up, Lori, and if it's you, I can help in a way. I mean, giving is at its best when you help someone who could never pay you back. But you're doing that because you're planting seeds in the universe, right? And just trust that, you know, when your time comes, because of all the good things you've done, you know, many, many will rally to support you and help you. And it might be in business. It might be because you want to be in bed with your mom the last 3 weeks of her life holding her. You know what I mean? You'd never know why you will need people the most, but the universe will present those instances. And when you have put good things, when good people, you know, make good money and do really good things with it, you know, it comes back. It just comes back. And in the end, success is nothing if you don't have wonderful people in your life to share it with.
That's beautiful. Fantastic words of advice that you've offered. I really love that. Give without remembering, take without forgetting.
Isn't that neat?
That is really, really strong.
It's really great. It's really great. That was my mom's quote, you know? And I think about that's what really networking is.
It's true. It's
no, and then when someone helps you, don't forget. And when you're in the catbird seat, don't forget. You didn't get there alone, right?
Sandra, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Well, I mean, you know, you can always go to ewomennetwork.com and you can click on right there in the center. It says events in your city And that will link you directly to Jamie Shibley, the managing director there in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I mean, her phone number is 414-243-8971. But you can get her through the website and you can connect with me on social media. You know, I'm all over, primarily Facebook, Sandra Yancey, EWN for eWomen Network. Instagram, same thing. Or Instagram is just Sandra Yancey, and Twitter. And then, you know, sign up for some of my free stuff and let's just get to know each other and grow together.
Fantastic. We will include all of those links and contact information in our show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Sandra.
Thank you, Lori, so much. I'll see you on Tuesday, May 22nd.
Very much looking forward to it.
Okay. Milwaukee, here I come. And here we go. Okay.
This is great. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Sandra Yancey for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.